Peggy, listeners may have attended an event, a performance, or taken a class at Callenwald, but not everyone may understand the full scope of what Callenwald offers.
Callenwald is an amazing place. Not only is it a historic site, you know, the home of Charles Candler, it is a wonderful arts education place, and it is also a wonderful event place. We have about 5,000 people that come into Callenwald each year to take classes on everything from pottery, fine arts, photography, painting, music, dance, yoga. And did that answer your question?
Yeah, okay. Beautifully.
We would like Callenwald to be a household name. Callenwald's kind of a hidden gem.
Yeah, looking for some brand recognition, so to speak.
Brand recognition, and I am very, I have a lot of experience with social media and branding, and so I'm really working on that.
What dreams do you have for Callenwald in the weeks, months, years to come?
Well, for right now, the dream is to help Callenwald be at a place where financially it is, you know, there's never a worry. As you know, with the economy the way it is, and it is a foundation, it is a nonprofit, we're doing pretty well, but I want to make sure that we continue to do well financially. But going forward, to bring in some classes that we don't already have, growing the music program, which I'm very excited to do, bringing more outreach to the community, offering classes in senior wellness, veterans, serving the veterans in our community with classes, special needs. I have a strong passion for special needs and special needs education. My brother, who is deaf and autistic, he has strengths that and talents, and there are many things that he struggles with. Through the 23 years of my music school, when parents would come and say, hey, could you start a program for my child, or could you teach my child, I never said no. I'd like to offer some classes for, I'm not sure what yet, but I know it will be something, and it'll start with one class and then grow to another and
something specially tailored for particular needs, or just with needs in mind.
Probably with needs of the community and how we can make that work at Callenwald.
We're hearing constantly for decades now that arts budgets at schools are being squeezed. In this environment, why is a facility like Callenwald so important?
I think because we offer classes at a lower rate that many families can afford, and hopefully with some campaigns for funding, we can offer, you know, scholarships or low tuitions so that more people can take advantage of our programs. Education is the most important thing that we can focus on in Metro Atlanta, on making our city better. You know, we have transportation issues and water issues and all kinds of things, but education constantly comes up as being one of the most important things, because those are the leaders of tomorrow. These are our kids, and we need to make sure that that they are taken care of and they're learning.